Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and it's Monday. A new week is waiting on you, and you are ready to tackle it. I trust that you enjoyed yesterday's worship time when we talked about I am, and I trust that this morning you woke up and you took three, four, or five and finished the sentences of I am, I am, I am. I hope many of you today, pray for many of you today, that what you're saying this morning is I am valuable. I am a masterpiece. I am strong. I am courageous. That you would trust that God is at work in you. So with that being said, what I'd love to do today is take us in our scripture reading to John chapter 13. And in John chapter 13, in the verse 8, this is what we read. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, though, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Daily, our soul is soiled by the residue of this world. Pride seems to leave its fingerprints on our minds. Lust rubs up against our hearts and our selfish taking. And what it does, it just really taints our motives and it really kind of just messes with our life. Self-reliance seems to dirty our will and anger's grimy film seems to cover our emotions. Yes, in Christ we are saved from eternal condemnation for our sin, but in this life we still deal with the daily contamination of sin, poor choices, selfishness. Our willingness to receive Christ's regular cleansing reflects a humble heart in need of more grace. I think one of the things that would help us so much today is this recognition that we know we don't earn grace. We know we don't deserve grace. That's the whole purpose behind it. And yet we know that His mercies are new for today and that His grace is ever present. Pride is one of those things that will grab us and hold on to us. Peter had a pride problem. He was uncomfortable with Jesus serving him in such a low fashion. But Jesus knew the lesson of humility is best learned by doing humble acts. Smelly feet were kept clean by a sensitive servant who could thoroughly wash them. Jesus illustrated His ability to forgive and cleanse a sinful heart through this process. But He also modeled the servant behavior of a life submitted to Him. You see, Jesus cleanses us, so we're free to care for our soiled soul. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5:5, all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Is Jesus's cleansing part, is He a part of your daily routine? Is allowing Jesus to wash your feet and your soul, is that a part of your routine? And if not, how would I do that? How do you care for others who meander through their messy life? The power of pure living uniquely positions us to have humble service as a part of who we are and what we do. Yeah, we serve out of our recurring struggles, not out of a feeling of superiority. I get that. We're all fellow strugglers in need of a Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm with you. I get that. Those of us who have lived longer have just made a lot more mistakes. Isn't that what the litmus test looks like? But some will suspiciously resist our sincere deeds and our help, just like Peter did, while others will gratefully find relief. So we keep showing up to display the love of God. Service soils us to be cleansed by Jesus. What a clean feeling to be washed by the soap of the Savior's forgiveness. A freshly cleansed soul smells sweet and attractive to anyone with spiritual sensitivity. Like a refreshing shower after being outside on a hot summer day, we smell and we look and we act refreshed. Just as our body needs daily hygiene, how much more so does our soul need daily hygiene from heaven? So we're cleansed to care. You see that? We are cleansed to care for others. Jesus cleans our heart so we're able to serve other soiled souls. Now, What do we know? Don't grow weary in doing well. You see, God's an expert in cleaning up messy lives. All we have to do is show up. Well, Paul wrote to the Galatians in chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. Maybe our prayer today ought to sound like this: Father, cleanse my heart so I can better serve others who need you. I don't know about you guys, but I need a little soul wash in my heart on this Monday. God bless you. Thanks for being a part of these daily podcasts. I trust that what you'll do is you'll share these weekday podcasts through all your social network, and I cannot wait to see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye now.